The Eastern Province of Jiangsu has drafted a law for joint parenting leave for fathers in an effort to promote equal employment and collaborative child rearing. Will this new law help relieve the burden of child care as more couples are having a second baby here in China?
Yeah.
First of all, let's talk about this draft law. What's going on here?
Yeah, so a draft law, as you had said, issued by Jiangsu Province on November 28th, recommends at least 5 additional days of paid paternity leave to encourage dads to pick up the slack in caring for newborns. This was reported by local media. Okay, fathers in China have 7 to 30 days, depending on whatever paternity situation they have or is available to them, and also things like social regulations. And this is termed birth companion leave. Jiangsu currently provides 15 days of paternity leave, so dads in the province may be able to apply for even though 20 days of leave to take care of their newborn baby and accompany their wives in taking care of them in the future. Now the draft has been submitted and the Standing Committee of the Provincial People's Congress is reviewing it. But something to keep in mind here is, so I had said right now this kind of, this is an asking for 5 additional days. But in June, the Provincial Law Office of Jiangsu published a consultation paper that proposed, instead of just 5, 15 additional days of parenting leave for fathers. But the draft that was submitted for 15 days to the legislature was watered down, and I guess it was put to just 5 additional days. So this is what's on the table right now. Initially, they were asking for 15. It's been lessened to 5, and now people are looking at it. But the interesting thing is, if the draft passes, Jiangsu will be the first in the country to institute such measures. But other provinces may soon follow suit. So this could be the domino effect for dads out there. Shandong Province, also in eastern China, is exploring similar legislation. So this is sounds like it's good for dads. Dad vacation, right? But for for you ladies, you have to see more of us. Maybe not the best thing for you guys. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're putting this as a vacation, which...
Ryan is trying to redefine.
Yeah, maybe there's ladies out there saying, no, 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 send him back to work.
He's less trouble at work than at home, maybe.
Yeah. Could you the mom?
Yeah, but this is really interesting. Also, yeah. The fact that Ryan has pointed out that this draft has been watered down.
Yes.
The days has been reduced.
Reduced. Initially, it was 15.
Very interesting development there.
So, what do you think that insinuates?
I think, you know, from economic point of view, obviously there's a concern about whether extra days of leave, paternity leave, will somehow affect the economic development or the profit making of the companies, of the individual institutions. So obviously the legislature somehow give in to the pressure from that business community, from that concern. I think that's not the wise choice here, because if you look at the big picture of the Chinese economy here, you know, we have this, you know, we talked about the supply side reform basically means like reduce this industrial capacity, extra industrial capacity, and we are focusing on transforming this economy into a consumption based, encouraging people to consume more or develop the service sector to provide care and services for the people. And this is the right trend, actually, to give the father actual 15 days and also make it mandatory. Remember, in Jiangsu province, there are 15 days, let's assume, 20 days, let's assume that's mandatory. But still, it's far from meeting the national standard, the highest standard of 30 days of paternity leave.
Mm.
Let's fulfill that first, and then let's give father actual days. Because there's a real need for the father to get involved in taking care of the newborn.
Exactly. And, you know, so for those of you who don't know, the Chinese government relaxed its one-child policy at the end of last year and now allows families to have, you know, 2 kids. So this is kind of an initiative saying, come on, guys, let's have some kids, you know. And which is a good thing. I think it's needed, hey? Hey, it's needed, folks. You know it's
Sounds
needed.
Sounds very easy, Ron.
But here's the thing, is we got a growing elderly population here in China, so we need to also keep the population at somewhat of a level. It shouldn't just drop off.
Yeah.
It's going to be so hard for anybody in the future to pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is kind of important. But here's the problem, is I guess former statistics showed that 53.3% of couples that had their first child had no intention to have a second one following this policy, okay? Over 60% of families with a high educational background in developed areas are reluctant to have a second baby. One of the major reasons being that the moms are anxious. Who will take care of the kid? They're like, hey, I gave up my career once. I took leave. I did all this stuff. And now I'm going to have to do it again. No, we already got one. That's enough. Maybe the mom has some ambitious dreams she wants to go after. One was enough. So I think, there's several problems maybe here facing couples that want to have another kid, but maybe it's just not an easy choice.
Exactly. And having babies and is not like shopping for a dress. You, first of all, cannot return it. Usually like to keep the receipt.
Like it or
not, my goodness.
Yes. Well, obviously, this is a young woman that's not had the experience of having babies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, usually you don't like to return.
I'm really banking on that. That I just love it so much.
That's
good.
That's good.
Okay, great. But then you need to raise the kid because the baby's growing, and then raising the kid and going through kindergarten, primary school, and becoming a teenager and all that. It all takes a lot of time. So now let's just go back a little bit and zero in on even the beginning of the newborn. So now we're just talking about giving dad some time off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so difficult. And Qinduo, you being a father, and do you think that it is necessary to have the dad around in the... Well, let's talk about the beginning first. Because
right.
It's still the mom that's feeding the kid. The mom is necessary, you know, with the... With the organs, right?
Yes,
those
providing
things.
Food. But what's the dad's role in
that's,
that's in
a
the,
traditional
in all of this?
Traditional idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, childbirth, childcare has somehow had nothing to do with the husband. That's the very traditional, very conservative idea, because in the past, you do get this extra care, extra service from mom, the in-laws, from your own mom or the mom of the husband, right? They can provide some care. But now, with this development of gender equality, and also it's about the privacy, you know, because, you know, the young mom usually stay in bed for several days and stay indoors for most of the time. And the most comfortable person she would like to have around, that's the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody agrees with that because, you know, that's natural.
Mm, yeah.
And also, you know, besides breastfeeding, it's you know, there's a lot of work the husband can help.
Yes.
For example, taking care of the baby when the baby pees, the poo, right?
That kind of thing,
The father can definitely step in, can take care of the newborn and give the mother some time to rest, to restore the energy and the strength. Right? So that's necessary, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I think what's cool about this is, I would say in the past, the traditional, I guess, culture we have all across the world is because women did have the organs to take care of the kid at that young age. So the guy maybe had to go out and find the food, right, in the cave. While the wife's in the cave, he's out there with his club looking for something to hit.
That's a good example.
And now we're beyond that. And we're talking about paid paternal leave. So I'm gone, but I'm still making money for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe also my wife as well is doing this. I think this is going to raise quality human beings. It's going to make the family more bonded together. I mean, as a father too, that as somebody that has never been a father, but would like to be one day, I think I would love to be a part of my child's early experience, their first glimpse into this world. I would love to be a part of that instead of in an office thinking about, oh, man, I wish I could be with my wife and my newborn kid. Maybe that's all these guys are thinking about. So how what quality of the work they're doing? This is their world, and it just changed dramatically. So give these guys a little more time to experience that world.
So not necessarily thinking about
give
taking
him more
vacation off.
Dad vacation. Dad vacation.
Whatever you call it. You know, besides that, it helped forge the bond between father and the child. You know, you would love to see your child, you know, when she or he comes out. Mm. And also when he or she opens their eyes, the first sight would be mother and father.
Yeah.
How beautiful that is.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
I love that. That's it.
I think certainly there is... it's benefits for the baby and also for the mom too.
Yeah.
And I think when she, after giving birth, I've heard so many horror stories about this. it must be so comforting if you can have your husband, your loved one by your side and help you with all of this. And taking care of a newborn is not easy.
Not only is it the manual labor, but also the moral support, the spiritual support, right?
Yeah.
And help the young mom to relieve some of the pressure.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, she has someone really close to talk about the young baby and also probably, you know, whatever problem she's facing probably.
Yes, and also we need a little bit of cheerleading, too, I think, in that regard. But that's all so great. What a rosy picture that we all painted.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it so hard to implement right now that we're seeing, even with the existing regulation or requirement on the days of paternity leave, often these days are being passed on from the husband to the wife so she can have a little bit more time to care for the baby, or some companies aren't enthusiastic at all to give these days off.
As much as 54.7% of women reported being asked about their marriage or baby plans during job interviews, according to an All China Women's Federation survey that looked at nearly 10,000 families at the beginning of this year. So imagine if these are dads too now. You know, this is the family's complete foundation of money and income. Also, if something like this maybe was being stated, even if I planned on working, they're going to say, hey, Ryan, so Tom over here said you just got married. First of all, congratulations. Second, you know, this whole paternity thing's going on, and I got to ask you, are you guys going to have a kid? Because, you know, this promotion's coming up, and we really love to have you in that position. But, you know, this kind of thing happens for the guy. Now imagine two careers could be stunted, and we've agreed that because of the way our chemistry is, our bodies are, biology, that women have to be with the kid for this specific amount of time. But imagine now maybe the guy's job is going to be in danger, just like this percentage that is so strong of women being asked about their future marriage and family plans.
Yeah, so what needs to be happened here?
I think, you know, we need to make it mandatory, really. We also need to build a social consensus that is, it is necessary to protect the rights and the interests of the women and also their partners here, including our husband here. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, like, we tend to see this population policy from economic point of view. It's somehow like human beings becoming like economic animals. That's a bit unfair. I would hate to talk about that, but of course, that's, you know, another story. The thing is, like, you know, like, we are encouraging people to have a second child simply because we are having a green population. We need more extra laborers.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, the justification seems a bit sad and, you know, not the best justification. I would love to see, you know, that's the rights and the freedom of the individuals, and we should protect their choice. This is really the choice of the individual family. How many children they want to have and where they want to have, that's their choice, that's their power. Leave it to themselves. I would say the government will feel very much relieved.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we all want a good job. We all want to make money. We all have careers probably we love. But at the end of the day, you know, the picture you had just described of a kid's first glimpse into this world being that of his mom and his dad, that is priceless, without economic value.
It's only once, remember?
It's only once. And who knows what kind of effect that could have on a kid, you know? We're still learning so much about psychology, just of human beings, but maybe so much of it happens in this early part of life. And so that can't be understated, and that can't be undervalued, okay? So I do agree it is important to have a strong economy, because that makes jobs and gives people food on the table. But we can't forget that we are human beings, and there's certain parts of us that would love to have that our kids experience their first glimpse into this world of mom and dad.
Yes.
It also remember, you know, we are raising child not for ourselves. It's for the society. It's for the country. Remember, when they go to college and then graduation, find a job, they are taxpayers.
Yeah. Yes. One last question for you guys. Who's going to pay the bill? Who's going to financially support a scheme like this to happen on such a great scale in China?
Well, I think a lot of it's going to come down to the government maybe asking companies to do it, because companies won't do it automatically. They want to make money.
No.
They're like, hey, come on. So regulation from the government, hopefully both can help foot that bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, as I said, like the consensus of the whole society.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very much needed.
Yeah.
And this is something that is affecting the fundamental building blocks of a society.
A culture.
Yes.
A family culture.
And
yeah.
the future. So certainly it needs a lot more attention than that. And also, I want to say,
dads just
need to be far more involved in raising a kid. Not just the beginning bit, but also throughout.
Finally a chance to improve my golf game. I mean, you know, have kids.
Unless you take your kid to the golf course, that would be better.